Good morning. In the eighth parak of Shavuos, parak Ches, we are up to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah writes, we mentioned many times the term called Kedusha Shavuos, and we started mentioning in this parak some of the halachas that are relevant to fruits, to produce that has grown during the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael that has the Kedusha Shavuos on it. So one of those halachas are that while you're allowed to eat them, they're not usher to eat, and we even mentioned earlier that in certain cases you're allowed to sell them. For example, if someone picked them thinking they're going to use them and they had no use for it, you're allowed to sell it. And we mentioned there's a discussion about how you can sell them. So here the Mishnah describes what you can do in order to sell them. So the Mishnah says you can't sell them either by weight or by count. Even figs, which are normally sold by weight, or vegetables, which are normally sold by individual item, you can't switch it to change it. Ultimately, you have to change. You cannot sell it by any weight or by any specific amount. Rather, it's by estimating. You'll estimate how much it is, and you'll come up with a price based on that. The point over here is two things. Rishonim write, either it's so it should be sold at a cheaper price, because again, we don't want people making money off of Shavuos. The second reason is that people should realize, since it's being sold in different fashion than it's sold the rest of the year, people will recognize, oh, this is different. This has Kedusha Shavuos. You have to be careful with the way I treat it. Shamei Eimrim Afli Agudus. You can't even bundle them up. Bishil says, "Es shadar kilegad bebayis oignayis bashuk kagoyin hakreshav anesachalav." What's normal to even bundle outside, inside the house, you can bundle those in the shuk because that doesn't show anything different. Mishnah Dalet continues, and the example he gives is creation anesachalav. We describe what those were beginning of the last parak. Mishnah Dalet, the fourth Mishnah continues. So Imar Lapayel, someone says to his worker, "Hey, lecha isra zeva laket li yarek hayav schari motor." We mentioned that when you buy Peiros Shavuos, when you use money to purchase Peiros Shavuos, the money gets a halacha of Peiros Shavuos as well, and therefore it can't be used for anything. It has to be used strictly to buy food. So the question is over here: person tells his worker, "Please go out to the field and go pick for me some fruits and vegetables," and he says, I'll give you an isser, a type of coin. The halacha is that we don't view it as if that coin is used to purchase Peiros Shavuos. That schar, that is mutter, he can do whatever he wants with it, he can buy whatever he pleases with that coin, because he was paid for his time. It's not like he sold the Peiros Shavuos. Laket li boyara kayoim schari isser. If the terminology that was used was pick for me with this isar, in other words, he specified that he's really asking him to sell it to him, then schari isser, the schar, becomes Kedusha Shavuos, and he has to use it only to buy something to eat or to drink. Lokach mina nachtem kikar bepunyan. A person buys a loaf of bread from a baker bepunyan with a type of coin, and he says to him, kishe elkoit yarkois sada avilach. He says to me, "No, I'll take a loaf of bread, but when I go to my field, I will go gather together, or any field, I'll go to gather some vegetables and I'll bring it for you." The halacha is mutter. It's mutter, and we don't view it as if it's a transaction of Shavuos. And lokach menu stam lo yisham lebnei Shavuos ein parno chayvin dvei Shavuos. If you just took a loaf of bread from him and said, "Listen, I owe you credit. The loaf is, I don't know, $5. So then you know what? I'll come back to you and I'll pay you. You can't use Peiros Shavuos to pay him back. Because in the first case, since it wasn't specified as I owe you money and I'm paying you back with the vegetables, rather it seemed like a simple barter or just a trade, that's fine. Whereas where he owes him money already, you can't go ahead and pay back a chayv of money of a value with Peiros Shavuos. That would be a problem. One more Mishnah. Mishnah Hey describes what it means that money has Kedusha Shavuos on it. A nice and loyal buyer, you can't take money that has Kedusha Shavuos on it and use it, loyal buyer, to pay someone to dig a hole, to dig a pit in the ground. Loyal buyer, and you can't use it to pay a emerachatz, the wash house, the bathhouse. V'loy l'sapar, you can either use the money to pay for a haircut. V'loy l'sapan, you can either use the money to pay a sailor to give you a ride somewhere. Avonaisin hu l'bayar, you can give it to someone who digs pits. Lishtais, if the point of the pit is like this, he can gather water to drink, he's allowed to use it to drink. Ulukulon hu naisin matnaschino, Mishnah gives one caveat at the end, that any time you owe somebody money, like one of these previous cases, you can give him a matnas chinam. Even though it seems like it's a little bit of like a trick, it's a harama, nevertheless, the Rev writes, he knows that because of this gift, he's not going to come claim the money from him. But ultimately, the fact of the matter is, he is not using the money to pay a bill. He's using the money, he's giving him a gift, and it is the prerogative of either the sailor or the barber or the excavator to decide whether he's going to charge him or not. That would be fine. We'll continue, Eretz Hashem, tomorrow with Bishnu Vav.